Hey, friends, this is your Pensacola expert panel. I'm Jenna Barr, and Stephanie Dotson is here from Emerald Coast Coins. Your dad just graced us with his presence.
I heard. That is hilarious. I'm sorry I missed it.
He's so sweet. We love Steve. We love all of you, and I'm really excited to hear what's been happening at Emerald Coast Coins. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Tired. We have been crazy busy. We have been so... I mean, like, is that not normal lately, though? Like, really? Is that not normal?
It is pretty normal for you guys. I feel like you're consistent.
We have been consistently busy lately. And, you know, we have like the traveling kind of like road shows in town right now. So I think we've been even busier with that. We have people going to them and checking them out and then coming with us. And they're like, whoa, dude, that's kind of crazy what they offered us and what you guys offered us. So.
Oh, is there a significant difference?
Yes. I would say
she's winking at me.
This is what we tell people, even when they come in our store first. I'll say this: when people always come to see us first and they're not sure what to do, we always say, check around. You don't never take the first opinion you get. Check your options, because we're not always the best,
right?
You know,
no, I love your. We're so humble. And hey, I just want to go ahead and invite our listeners. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. This is your Pensacola expert panel.
Yes.
And Emerald Coast Coins is here. So get
ready
for
into it.
Giggles.
Yes.
Giggles and coins.
Yes, giggles and coins and maybe a little Pensacola.
Chuckles and coins. Coins and chuckles.
Coins and chuckles.
We're trying to figure out the name for our duo. But please jump into the conversation. 850-437-1620. We love to see your pictures. Whether it doesn't even have to be a coin.
No.
It can be jewelry. It can be a nugget. I don't care. It can be a plate.
It could be a puppy.
A puppy.
A kitty.
A cat. Oh, my goodness. I had a dream about a cat. So,
oh my goodness.
We love the animals.
We do. I send my brother kitty cat TikToks all the time, and he's like, please stop. It's 10:30. I am trying to sleep.
Greg. We have to one day just be able to grab him and pull him in here and just convince him. He is chock full of knowledge.
He is.
And I was able to hang out with you guys a few weeks ago, and he just knew so much. It just like one coin carries so much history,
and it's all in his brain,
and he just starts spouting it off.
Yes.
And so that's a really good reminder. If you have something like that, or if you're starting to see, we've been collecting some 2020 quarters.
Yes.
I don't know if that's even like of value. Is it?
If they have the W mint mark on them, which is from West Point, they have potential to have value.
Right.
I love it. We do not purchase them in our store. However, eventually, I think around they will gain value, in my opinion, because they only made like 2 million of each quarter. So I think they only have potential to go up. They're my favorites. So every time any of us get them in our change, I check my quarters. I make my husband check his quarters. I make my boys check their quarters. Even though in my store, I do not purchase them. Check my quarters.
Okay, so that's actually a really good subject to talk about real quick. Checking your coins.
Yes.
And what are different things to look for? Again, please feel free to pop into the conversation, 437-1620. You can text or you can call. You can describe what you're looking at as well. But you can send a picture. We can see the pictures. 437-1620. What are things when you're, you know, cleaning out your coin purse or your pockets, your cargo pants?
Yes.
The cargo pants
the
with the
jeans.
Boys. Yes.
The dad pants.
Right? And or if you just find like a coin and you want, you know, just grab it for your coin jar, what are different markings to look for, you know, on anything from a quarter to a penny?
So mainly right now, like I said, I look for the West Point. The other things that I will look for are the silver quarters and dimes. So 1964 and earlier for those. Wheat pennies, I will still look for 1958 and earlier for the pennies. They're not expensive. You know, you double your money with those, which, hey, I mean, it's 100% profit, right?
Oh, so you said that's 1958 and before,
for the prior. Wheat pennies, for the pennies. You know, a lot of people will get online and look at YouTube and watch all these videos, and they're like, I know I'm looking at this and I know my penny has this doubling on it and I know it has this error. YouTube will put out a lot of misinformation, and then it kind of travels over into Etsy and eBay with all these like, oh, I have this $1,000 penny and I know it for real that this is what it is. You can't always trust the internet. Shocker. I know.
I think Abraham Lincoln said that.
Right.
I did not come up with that. That's, I saw that on the internet. But it's true.
But it is true.
I mean, people Google and they're starting to look for things and then they just check the first thing that they see. You're like, please don't. Go see the professionals.
See the professionals. Dig a little deeper. Yeah. Which is also, that's an old country song.
We're about to break out the banjo. But it's true.
But
and
true.
It doesn't cost anything.
Information is free.
But
knowledge
time,
is free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go in, spread your stuff out, all your goods that you've got, whether it's, you know, the $2 bills that you've been hanging on to. I've seen people laminate their $2 bills. Do you recommend that?
No, don't laminate your $2 bills. Don't laminate them. Don't put them in epoxy. Like, don't do anything like that. Or like,
oh, do people epoxy them?
No. And I only say that like, my dad, and I don't remember the story. Too bad he's not here because he could probably tell it. He has his $5 bill, and I don't know if he still has it. That it was a joke one of his military buddies did. They gave him a $5 bill, and it was in like some kind of epoxy or something. Like it was an old joke for him. So
that's too funny. Unless you got it like on a date.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, your first dollar bill you made when you opened your business. Like, that's different. You know
that.
Yeah.
Is cool.
You know, you sign it and you like, you know, display it. That's different.
Like at McGuire's, they have all the money stapled to the ceiling, right?
Right.
So instead you can maybe frame your first dollar that you made at your business. Okay, so just a reminder, hop into the conversation.
Yeah.
437-1620. Feel free to call or text. Looks like we have a text coming in. And all right, our friend Jim, he's listening. He said that he and his wife went to see Stephanie at Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road. Not only was she a pleasure to deal with, but he received a lot more for his coins than he expected.
Aww.
It's nice to hear you on the radio. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, Jim. Tell all your friends.
Yeah.
It's a fun place to hang out, too.
I always have fun. And I enjoy my customers. We always have fun.
I always know.
Are you shocked about that?
I'm never shocked. And the fact that you have the purple hair, the beautiful lavender purple hair.
Yes, I
just
do.
Shows that you're here to have fun while you educate people and bring history to Pensacola.
Yes, I love to talk about the history part of it too. I'm getting better at it. My dad and my brother, of course, are way better at that part than I am. You know, I always talk about my favorite like ancient coin that I have in the store, which is the tetradram, or the drachma, I think is what another name my brother said I could say because it's a lot easier to say. It's the Athenian owl, and it's like from 449 BC, and that's like my dream coin that my dad won't let me have. But I always talk about it, and everybody's like, what's the best coin in the store? And I'm like, this one right here. Let me show you with my magic hands. Like, right. Here you go.
I love that. Hey, I have a question. I saw this really cool coin. I even pulled it up to ask, like, what's the difference between, because the Athena with the owl,
yes.
Right? There's one, too, that I found, and I believe it, I'm trying to find the year, but it's called the Ural Owl, and it was released in 2011. It's an actual beautiful little owl on it, and it has Swarovski crystals for his actual bird's eyes. And it looks like, I'm trying to see if it's actually silver or not. It does look like it is silver, but is that like people are now like just making whatever kind of coins they want?
So they can make like reproductions so it'll look like the owl,
right.
Like from the actual ancient coin. And yes. And they will, like, some of the silver coins, they will actually put like little jewels in the eyes or in things like that just to make it look extra special. My mom texted me that $5 bill I was talking about. It was a bet my dad won, and that's how the guy paid him. And it was a Navy guy.
Oh, there you go. So that was worth saving.
Yes.
Right there. Just to remember that you do have some luck left in.
That's it.
Left in you. I love that. Hey, 437-1620. I saw this other one that was really crazy. I mean, the meteorite coin. Have you guys seen any of those come in?
I have. My brother might have. I haven't seen any come in, but I love, you know, I love the meteorite stuff in general because we have some meteorites in the store. We talked about that, like, right around, you know, February back, you know, during that time. I love meteorite stuff in general. Space, anything is awesome to me. So
that is too cool, though. Like, this is a coin. Also, it has meteorites in it.
So, I mean,
what? And how, like, is that just a common collector's item, or is that just more for, you know, this one is like from
specialized.
Germany.
Yeah, okay. That would be like special. Like, that would be something, if it came in the store, I'd be like, I'm buying this for me. I'm sorry, people out there who want it, because I need it in my life.
Right. And there's so many different kinds, too. I have, like, the wooden coins, the wooden nickels.
Yes.
And to me, that's, like, really cool, but, you know, it kind of reminds me, like, I should be, like, John Wayne or something.
Yes, kind of, like...
And I'm, like, jingling while I walk, and I've got spurs on.
You can, like, do it in your fingers, like...
Howdy, y'all. Maybe it's because I wear hats.
That's why.
Hey, 850-437-1620. Let's see those pictures. Also, please feel free to call. In fact, we have Jacques from Gulf Breeze. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. Do you have a question for Stephanie?
Yeah, I have a teenager who's really into coins. He drops by your store. We're not close, but he drops by whenever we're in the area. And we have a bunch of coins. None of them are very valuable, but they're just kind of sitting in bowls and shoeboxes. Mm-hmm. What is the best way to... I don't know if the word is display them or keep them in some sort of way where you can look at them and appreciate them. We had one of those little, I guess, plastic inserts that had squares on it, but they always slip out. Just wondering how could a what's the best way for a collector to display and keep non-precious coins? What do you recommend? And do you carry that stuff there? Because we might come see you this weekend.
So let me start by saying right now we are closed on weekends. We're only open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Oh, okay.
But we do have supplies in our store. It sounds like you might have had binder sheets that you would sit in a binder and you maybe just had them in binders. Have you thought about two-by-twos where you just fold over and staple the coins into them and then maybe put them in the binders that way? That kind of sounds like something better so they wouldn't slide out so much.
That
would be a better way so they won't slide out.
Okay, good deal.
Yes.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot for the information.
Yeah,
appreciate
not a problem.
It.
We look forward to seeing you again.
I love that.
Thank you. Take care.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much. I love that his son is becoming...
I love it. I love when kids, teenagers, young kids, you know, we have I call him a kid. He's my son's age, like 22. When he comes in the store, and he's been coming in since he was like 9, 10, 11 years old. So, and I mean, I love it. Yeah. Every time the kids come in, it makes me so happy.
Like you mentioned before, you like the history.
Yes.
The historical part of it is the part that where they can start to learn that... Yeah, life wasn't always, you know, pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters.
Yeah.
Or Bitcoin.
Or Bitcoins or Dogecoin or whatever it is. Yeah.
I still don't get it, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
And I tried to sit and read for a really long time about it, and the more I read about it, I felt like I went backwards in life, so I decided to stop.
It's just confusing. I asked my brother very little about it, of course, because my brother... has all this knowledge of information in his brain. He's got it.
He is the mad genius behind it.
He is.
Okay, it looks like you got another text in. I'll let you go ahead and take that one.
How is silver and gold today? Silver and gold are up a little bit today. They've been pretty steady for the past week or so. We have a good amount of it in the store, so it doesn't hurt to, you know, purchase it or sell it, whichever you want to do. I've had people coming in doing both. We were just talking about... cryptocurrency, and I've had people coming in like crazy selling their silver to buy cryptocurrency.
Really?
For sure. But they've gone and like it, yes.
So what does cryptocurrency mean for like people like y'all who own?
I nothing. I buy silver and I buy gold. I explain cryptocurrency when other people who don't know, I explain it as Mike TV on Willy Wonka. Like when Mike TV goes up in the particles in the sky.
Yeah.
That's cryptocurrency to me. Mike TV.
That is so true.
Right?
I guess that's a really good way to put it. But see, for me, I like to see the money, you know?
I mean, like to hold that solid piece of silver in my hand.
Be able to count it and you know, I don't know. And plus, I can't help myself. And you're like, yeah, I know. I look at it and then I automatically look at the year. Like, oh, I wonder how old this one is. Ah, it's younger than me. It's worth nothing.
It's worth nothing. I like to, like Wyatt Earp, you know, take that 1922 piece dollar and just kind of play with it in my hands. It's fun.
Right? Just to feel for a moment. What would it be like if I could just carry this in my wallet?
That's it. Oh, heavy. That's how it would feel. Very heavy.
Really? See? I mean, that's... Okay. I want to ask you, too, about... with gold and silver, is it worth, like, holding out on selling? I mean...
It's not a bad time if you have some and you want to sell. I don't think it hurts. I mean, this is the highest gold's been in a while, so it, you know, if you want to sell it, it's up to you. I always tell people I'm not a financial advisor, which I'm not. You know, I'm a gold and silver dealer. You got to do what your little heart desires. If you want to make a buck, make a buck. You know,
okay,
that's what everybody seems to be doing right now. Like, yeah. Some of the people that sold to us this week, they definitely made money because they've held on to it for like 10 or 15 years. So,
no way.
You know, that's
fine. That was, what were they selling?
Silver.
They were just holding on to the silver for that long.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it might not be a bad, I mean, as long as it's not like a collector, a family heirloom.
Nope. It was, yeah, just like bullion silver, just regular ounces of silver.
That is so
or like silver dimes or quarters or, you know, whatever the case may be. They were just selling.
And I know we've asked this before, but are y'all selling silver or are you seeing it? You're
both. I mean, it's like it's transferring in and out just as quickly. Like I'm seeing it come and go. I have lots in the store, but I have lots going out too. Like it was nonstop crazy yesterday.
That's amazing.
And it was great.
You were seeing it more of a trend with gold and silver than
collectible stuff.
That's
yes.
All right. But yes. I mean, you can still. Oh, also, as always, I just want to remind you, Stephanie is here to take your calls and your questions. 437-1620. She's here from Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road. By Lanier Light.
Yes, thank you so much.
The long Lanier Light.
Long Lanier Light. Not the other street that I always say, which we're not going to say.
No, right? Okay, we have another question coming in. I'll go ahead and let you grab that one too.
What is the best silver to buy, coins or bars? I like coins personally. Like silver eagles are the most recognizable around the world. They have a high premium right now, so it just depends on how much you're wanting to spend in general. You know, bars are cheaper right now, their premiums are cheaper, but coins have a better turnaround when you buy and when you sell. So that's just me. I've talked about this before too. I like to buy the fun stuff, so I like to buy the Marvel coins and the Disney coins, but
that are silver.
Yes, I'm strictly talking silver.
Okay.
But silver eagles, I like those better because they have a dollar value to them too, so there's no taxes on them. Where bars, you have to pay taxes. Like if you only bought one silver bar, it would be whatever the price is plus tax. But one silver eagle is going to be a silver eagle, no tax involved. In the state of Florida, every other state is different. I don't know why Florida does that. Oh. They're fun.
What is the difference? Why is it taxed on one and not on the other?
Because a silver eagle has an actual dollar value. So theoretically, you could take that silver eagle and it says $1 on it. You could take it to the gas station and spend it for a dollar.
Oh, okay. So, but the bar, obviously, they'd look at you with three heads. Like,
yes.
Why are you here with that?
Why are you here with the bar?
They think you're a pirate or something like that. Hey, we have about 5 minutes left in the show with Stephanie. She's here from Emerald Coast Coins. I was going to mention right before, also, you know, if you have that jewelry, scrap jewelry lying around as well.
Yes. We still buy that stuff all the time too. We ask that you come in no later than an hour before we close. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So don't come in any later than 4 o'clock, because we have to do paperwork for the police department to make sure you're a good human and I'm following the rules. Because I don't go to jail for anybody except for my best friend when we're stalking celebrities. What? And
so that is a good reason to go to jail, Stephanie.
A great reason. So that's what we have to do the paperwork for. And it takes a little time to go through all the jewelry to make sure it's, you know, it's gold and what carat it is. And we have to type up everything for the police department. So it takes a minute. So that's why we ask. That's why we have a cutoff date of an hour before we close.
Yeah.
Yep.
It totally makes sense.
Yes, and we have to itemize it, and the people don't realize that. So if you come in with like 50 pieces of gold or silver, like we have to itemize it for the police department, like one ring and one earring and, you know, one necklace. We have to itemize it all on that sheet of paper. It takes a minute.
How often do y'all report? You said daily.
Every person that comes in with jewelry, we have to do every person with every piece of jewelry.
Okay. So literally you put it into like a file and you make sure that
pretty much
it's not stolen.
Yep, exactly. We have, it's called Leads Online. It goes across the United States. So if somebody were to come from out of state, which has happened once, they came from out of state with stolen jewelry. And it just so happened we were going to that state to do a coin show. So we were able to take the stolen stuff back and give it to the person, which was amazing, you know.
Heroes.
Right?
Hello, that's amazing.
It's just like mind-blowing. But
you can have this back.
Yeah, we're like, here you go. Like, but that's it was amazing.
What was
like
it?
Leads Online. I couldn't even. It was okay. Like, yeah, I can't. Necklaces maybe. Okay. I have no idea. It was a long time ago. But you know, it goes across the United States. So you know, once it's in the system, it goes everywhere, and they can look everywhere and see what's going on.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So that's also a good reminder that Emerald Coast Coins is there to make sure that everything, you're protected as well.
That's it.
In case somebody, you know, tries to take one of grandma's old necklaces or a gold watch or a coin.
Yeah.
And also just to remind everybody too, like our caller had mentioned before, he was asking about just like displays and storage with coins. So y'all carry stuff like that as
well.
We
do. We carry all that. We carry all the supplies in the store. We have books in the store that help with like when you're looking, trying to figure out what kind of coins you have, grading, like all that kind of stuff. We have information. We're great with education.
Okay.
We always tell people if you're not sure with us to definitely check around. You know, like I said about, you know, like I said in the beginning, like the fly-by-night stuff that comes through town. I'm not saying you don't have to trust them, but I'm saying just check around.
Yeah.
You know.
Do your homework.
Do your homework.
A little bit. Make sure. Is there, on the subject of storing coins or jewelry, is there any like material that should not touch gold and silver?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything. I would say don't clean your coins before you bring them in. Big no-no. You can take, you know, a $1,000 coin and take it down to like a $200 coin. So don't clean your coins.
What?
Yes, don't do that. It's bad.
So
even
the
if
tarnish
you
is good?
See, yes, tarnish can be good. Even if you desperately want to see that date, we can usually figure it out. Just leave it the way it is and then bring it in.
Okay.
If you're not sure, you can send us a picture on Facebook, Emerald Coast Coins. Just look us up. I got pictures of the dogs up on our Facebook page. The little sweet Sugar and Sophie.
That's precious.
Sometimes Duncan shows up on there.
Yes, and Duncan, he's so sweet. But yeah, first of all, make sure you check them out on Facebook. That's an excellent reminder before you go in to get your gold and silver, your coins, anything looked at, your jewelry, don't clean it.
Yes.
Just bring it in.
Just bring it in.
So y'all can take a look at
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Just bring it in so we can take a look at it. You can always call us 850-473-1515. You have to use that 850 starting Friday.
That's right. It's happening.
It is happening, people.
Oh my goodness. I feel I'm trying to get into that habit.
Yes.
Of saying 850, you know, but it's going to take a minute. We'll just say that.
Yes.
So again, what's that number starting with 850?
850-473-1515. 1811 Creighton Road is our address. Find us on Facebook.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
That's right. Close Saturday and Sundays for now. And
yes.
Make sure you guys show up an hour prior to closing if you're bringing in that jewelry.
That's it.
Stephanie, Thank you so much for hanging out.
Awesome sauce.
See you at Pensacon this weekend.
Of course.
All right. I'll be down there on Sunday. Hey, guys, stick around. We have something important to talk about. It pertains to the attempt at kidnapping, actually, this week. We want to educate you all on how to prevent that with you, your friends, and all your kiddos.